And I want to talk to you about the fact that children's ministry is time never wasted. Now, I'm going to lay a lot of foundation before we get to some practical stuff, but I want to share this truth because I think it's near and dear to my heart. It's a principle that I've applied in my life, and I really do. I look back over my life, and I recognize how faithful the Holy Spirit is. I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I've been able to just, by following Him, do things, and then years later look back and say, wow, that was pretty smart. But I can't take credit for it. And so this is a principle that I think has helped me. Not only are you children's workers, but you have lives and you have dreams and you have things that you're believing God for. You have aspirations for possibly ministry, aspirations for career, all of those things. And I think this principle, as it applies to children's ministry, is a principle that can affect all of your life. And so I want to share that. And so I want to talk about the fact that children's ministry is not a stepping stone to greater things. There's a mentality a lot of times for people that have a heart for God that, well, you know, I'm early in my development as a believer, so I guess I'll just start in children's ministry and God will grow me up and take me to bigger and better things. And children's ministry is not a stepping stone, and it shouldn't be viewed that way. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And so there's a principle of ministry that's near and dear to my heart that I've seen play out. And it's simply this principle. It's take care of what's in front of you today and tomorrow will take care of itself. Very early on, my story growing up as a believer, at 6 years old, I was born again. I remember right where it happened. So children's ministry is important to me. And it's significant to me. It had an impact on my life. And it changed my life. And I remember the moment I was born again. I remember the next day actually witnessing to another kid my age. It was something, God had put in me. At 12 years old, I was filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues and a wonderful experience that happened to me at youth camp. And then during my teenage years, through some offenses, which were silly, but our family got offended and we laid out of church for a while. And that's just a silly thing. But because of the lack of input into my life, my teenage years were spent not living the way I should live. And yet I could still hear the voice of God calling because of the seed that had been planted in me as a young child and as a young teenager. And at 18 years old, I gave my life back to the Lord. And shortly after that, the Lord spoke to my heart about my calling, what He wanted me to do with my life. And He showed me a picture of what I would do one day, way out in the future. And that picture was it wasn't a defined picture, but it was of me proclaiming the word to people. And so, it didn't show me any of the steps in between. He just showed me that. As believers, all of us probably have stories similar to that if we're hungry for God, where God's shown us something about our future. I could have gotten so enamored about what I saw that I felt like everything that I needed to do to get to that needed to relate to that picture. But I didn't do that. And I didn't do it because I was smart enough to figure it out. It's just the way the Holy Spirit led me. What I did was I just made a conscious choice that whatever was in front of me today, I was going to do it with all my heart. Without any intention of that ever being a stepping stone to something else. It was with an attitude that I'm going to do this for the rest of my life and I'm going to do it as hard as I can do it and as well as I can do it. So why would I share that at a children's minister's workshop or a children's worker's workshop? It's because I applied that principle and I've seen it work. Our opening text tells us that whatever we do, we should do it with all of our heart. And that word whatever, I did an exhaustive search in the Bible on the word whatever and I found that it meant whatever. So whatever means whatever. It means whatever God puts in front of you, if you have the resources and the time, because we do have to use wisdom when it comes to time. You just can't do everything, right? You can't do the children's ministry and the praise and worship at the same time. You might be able to do it and come back, but it's difficult. But the reality is, you can't do it here?
It's hard.
Yeah, there you go. So it's difficult, you know, or you can't preach in the pulpit and teach the kids at the same time for sure. You just can't be in two places at once. So you can't do everything, and you can't overcommit yourself, but when the Lord puts an opportunity in front of you and speaks to your heart and says, I want you to do that right now, you need to jump in, I mean, just elbows flying, just with all of your might and say, I'm going to do this with everything in me. I'm not doing it with the attitude that there's something ahead of this, and this is just sort of biding time until I get to what God's really called me to do. And now, why is that important? Well, let's talk about, first of all, why it's important for us personally. Do you realize you're not going to be judged by what you wanted to do for God? You're going to be judged by what you're doing for Him right now. See, all of us have things we want to do. I remember when I was the children's pastor at Grace Family Church, God had shown me some things about my future. When I was the Grace Christian Church, God had shown me some things about my future. I knew that I was called to stand and proclaim the Word of God in a pulpit-type ministry, but I was not doing that. I mean, now I was, in a sense of the word, I was downstairs in a classroom, and I was standing behind a podium, and I was teaching kids, but that wasn't the image that God showed me. He placed within me a seed of what my future would be. But I didn't look at children's ministry at Grace Christian Church as, this is just the next step to get me to where I'm going to go. I really did take an attitude of, you know, Lord, you showed me that picture, but that's your deal. And so you just have it. I'm going to do what you've put in front of me right now, because if you came back tomorrow, you're not going to judge me on that picture. You're going to judge me on what's in front of me right now. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14 shows us that very clearly. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who also received 2 gained 2 more. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And so we have 4 servants. 3 did something with what they had at the moment. The other guy was looking to the future, and we see that because if we go on reading, and we'll see this in verse 24, when the Lord came to him, he said, I was thinking about this day ahead, so I didn't do anything with what I have now. And so the point is that these individuals recognize that in front of me today is the opportunity that I need to be focused on. In front of me today is the opportunity that I need to throw my heart into and do with all of my heart. And so today we're here as children's workers, right? And so our attitude should be, I mean, really our attitude should absolutely be with our hope that God will take whatever He's placed in our heart and take care of it. But our attitude should be today is, this is my calling. This is what He'll hold me accountable for. When you come to church tomorrow morning and you minister to those children, did you give it your best effort? Did you do something that you'd be willing to put in front of the Lord and say, Lord, I did this with all of my heart? Or did you just come flying in here by the seat of your pants and just, you know, oh, I got 15 minutes before class, study your lesson and do it? See, but the dreams we have in our heart about our future that may not be children's ministry, we never think about doing that with those. But the point I'm going to make, and we'll see it very clearly, is that if we'll do that today with what's in front of us today, you'll do that tomorrow with what you think God's called you to do tomorrow. We have to put our hand wholeheartedly to what God has given us. And so when we do, there's great blessing for it. It says so in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 25. It says, so he who had received 5 talents came and brought forth 5 other talents. You did something with it. And the Lord delivered, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents. I used what you gave me. I did something with what was in front of me right now. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And so notice, God will judge us. And you know when I say judge us, you know, because how many of you realize the Bible tells us that today God is not counting men's sins against them. As a believer, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you receive the forgiveness of sins. When you stand before the Lord, He's not going to judge you for the individual sins you've done. He's going to judge you for what you did with the talents and abilities and opportunities He gave you. That's what the judgment of the believer is. It's looking at them and saying, and so He's going to judge you. If we heard the trumpet sound tonight, He's going to say, hey, you were a children's minister in that church. Let's see how well you did that. Let's see how hard, not because you were some great talent, but let's see how much of your heart was really into it. See, because the contrary of that is what we find in verse 24 through 28. We see that the Lord tells him in verse 24, the one who didn't do anything with it, it says, then he who received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you had not sown and gathering where you had not scattered. I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, you have what is yours. And so what did he do? He didn't use his ability. He didn't use the opportunity. He didn't do whatever his hand found to do with his whole heart. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken. So we see this principle that if we desire more from God, then we have to use what we have now. That's important to recognize, that if we desire more, if we have dreams that God has placed within our heart, if we have desires, if we have aspirations that God has called us to do something great for Him that we're not doing yet, in our mind, this is this great thing God has called us to do. See, what I found to be true is this. There are lots of good, all of us here, how many of you love God? And because we love God and we have a heart for Him, God loves us. And the thing about God is He loves to show us things about our future. He loves to sort of show us where we're headed. And that doesn't necessarily mean that He'll tell you exactly what you're going to be doing. Because I can tell you, the picture of what I saw when I was 18 years old was nothing of what I imagined it to be when I was 18 years old. Why? Because we're human and we're imperfect. And a lot of times God will show us a glimmer of something and we pull it down into our life and wrap our thoughts around it. And we misrepresent what God was trying to show us. And that's why it's so important for us to, when God shows us something, to say, okay, Lord, I believe it, I expect it, now it's yours. And to take our hands off of it. And then just to allow Him to do what He's called us to do today. See, the reason that's so important is because I had no idea when I was, when I was 18 years old, I'll tell you what I believed I was called to. I saw myself, and it was really a dynamic moment in my life, and it doesn't always happen with people that way, but I walked out of an aisle, accepted the call of God on my life, and walked into the front, and when I stepped into the pulpit, right into the pulpit, I closed my eyes, and everything went black and white, and I saw like it was a 1945, 45 millimeter movie rolling. And me standing and preaching, and I thought, man, God's called me to be the next Reinhard Bonnke, or, to go preach to the masses all over the world. And I really thought that's what God had called. And so in my mind, I conjured up this vision of me going to the world to be this great evangelist. I went to Rhema Bible Training Center and it went into the evangelist group because I thought I was going to be evangelist. And I came back to my church and I worked in children's ministry for a while, worked in youth ministry for a while, and then I thought, you know what, I'm going to go be an evangelist now. Because I had just had it in my heart, and there were some reasons I needed to leave and move on from that church, and I believe it was the right step for me. So for a couple of years, I traveled around and preached and had good success in doing that. But then the Lord led me. He said, stop everything and go to Greenville, South Carolina, and help this guy with the church he's getting started. Now I was preaching 20 times a month I was preaching out of a 30-week month. I was just that busy. Now I worked hard at it. I wouldn't just because people were calling me. I called people, man, I'd like to come preaching, but I worked it and I was busy. And the ministry was starting to take off. And right when it started to take off after years of, struggling, the Lord says, stop. And I'm like, what? Well, you called me to be this great evangelist, and all these big churches are now starting to call me and ask me to come, Why? Stop. And what I realized was what God had for me in my future, now I realize this, was not what I thought He had for me when I was 18 or 25 years old. What I saw is actually happening. But I had put my thoughts around what it was. And so, what can wind up happening in our lives is we can become so enamored with the future that we're not faithful with what we have today. We can see children's ministry as a stepping stone. And what I recognized was that during those 10 years as a children's minister, there were perspectives that I learned that equipped me for what I'm doing today. And we'll share in just a moment how dynamic that really is. But What I find to be true is this, is that if we don't take care of what's in front of us today, we'll miss out on the lessons we need for tomorrow. If we don't take care of what's in front of us today, we'll not sow the seeds that we need to reap a harvest from for tomorrow. See, because just because God shows you the end of the matter doesn't mean He's going to show you every step in between. And the interesting thing about God is when He shows you the end of the matters, oftentimes it's the steps in between are unrelated to what you saw. It just doesn't make sense. It's not logical. It's not like lining out a business plan and saying, we're going to do this, and so we're going to take these steps to get there. A lot of times following God, He'll tell you this, but He'll take you down here and then up there and then over there, and you're like, how does this all get together to bring this to pass? And if we're so enamored by that, I'm called to do this. This is my calling. This is what I do. And I've seen that in ministry. I've seen that with people, I'm just called to music. I can't, and there's an opportunity right in front of them. They've got the time and the resources to serve in the children's ministry. They won't do it. Now, I've seen it in other areas. And the thing is what we wind up missing out on is that God would lead us to do something and do it with all of our might there is because there's a lesson to be learned that will prepare you for what He's told you you're going to do with your future. Whatever that future is. In Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 9, it's an interesting thing about God. It says, "For I am God and there is no other, no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning," it says at the end of verse 10. See, God has a tendency to declare the end of a matter, in the NIV, in the New King James it says, at the beginning of your life. But then, for some strange reason, He didn't show you all the steps in between that it's going to take to get you there. It's interesting. Why doesn't He do that? Well, I think one reason is because if He showed you all the steps in the middle, you just mess it up. You just mess it up. I think it's funny that we just don't think, and I think the trap many people fall into is they think that every step, because I've seen people, I'm trying to think, I don't know anybody individually, but I'm called to this great music ministry. And so they think, and I've seen this, they think, everything that I do then, has to be related to getting me to that. And all of a sudden they become ambitious, ungodly, in an ungodly way. And everything they do is all to the end of getting them to where they need to go instead of doing what's placed in front of them. And so God oftentimes will completely step us around our elbow to get to our hand. And we don't even understand why He's doing it. Why does He operate that way? Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Yeah, I'm confident one reason is this, is because there are lessons to be learned, as I said before, in the roles that you'll play today. I mean, I got to tell you, there are things I learned in children's ministry, how to relate to people. I never would have thought being in children's ministry, I would have learned how to relate to people as a worker. As individuals that serve, there are things that I use as a pastor today that I can remember one individual. I mean, it was very difficult. That particular individual was a worker and they were under my care as the children's minister. And man, I dreaded seeing them coming. Cause everything they wanted to do was contrary to what the Lord had laid on my heart to do. And they're always pushing and fighting about it. But I learned how to deal with that type of personality. I need that today in a role as a pastor. I never would have learned that trying to travel and preach and in a church and out of church and never having to really deal with people. You just stand in the pulpit and preach and go. I never would have learned that. I also believe because, like I said, we have an imperfect view of our future. God will show us something and, like I said, we'll pull it down into our heart and we'll think about it and plan for how to get to it. When in reality, God's showing us a glimmer of what our future is. And it's so important that we don't do that and we actually spend time focusing on what's in front of us today. Why? Because I think the main reason is because there are seeds that need to be sown to produce the future that you're believing God for. See, I recognize as children's ministers, you have other dreams in your life. As children's workers, you have other dreams in your life. Other hopes, other aspirations. But I can tell you, there are seeds that you'll sow in the ministry to children that'll reap a harvest in those other areas of your life. I think about the seeds of faithfulness. How many of you know Pastor Matt needs help? to be able to accomplish what the Lord has placed in his heart for this ministry, he needs help. He needs people that will faithfully get behind him, and I mean just get after it and serve with all of their might. How many of you realize whatever it is you desire for your future, you're going to need help? You'll never get that help, the kind of help you really need, if you don't faithfully serve today like there is no tomorrow. Like this is it. This is what I'm called to, and I'm going to do it with all of my might. Now, why is that important? Because I got to tell you, you don't want, when it comes time for you to step into whatever it is God has for you, God to bring to you people that half-heartedly do it. You don't want God to bring to you people that have an attitude of, well, you know, there's something else I have in store, so let me just sort of help here, and then when it comes time, I'll just bail on them. You don't want that. What you want is you want to sow the kind of seeds into people so that we reap a harvest of those same type of people to help you in the future for what God has for you. And I got to tell you, it'll never happen as long as you have an eye on the future. We certainly need to expect things. We certainly need to have goals and dreams and visions. But I got to tell you, we have to take care of what's in front of us today. There comes a point where, you know, the scripture clearly teaches us in Galatians chapter 6. It says, do not be deceived. God is not, cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. And I can tell you, as a pastor, I did the best that I could as a children's minister for Pastor Wyatt, my pastor, and just getting after it. I mean, making what I did the best I could possibly make it. And I got to tell you, we didn't have a huge mega church budget. I mean, I can remember, when I first got there, I remember going out into a thatch, is that what you call it, a bamboo, a thicket of bamboo. And I remember this. I mean, you know, because God had called me there to help him with his children's ministry. He didn't call me just to go down there and read a Bible story and pat kids on the head and say, God bless you, little one, and just run off and think about the future God had for me. So I remember going out there with a machete in the heat. I mean, in the middle of the South Carolina summer, in the heat, chopping down bamboo to put on the outside of these sets we were building. I remember cutting my hand and coming out of there bleeding. And why did I do that? Because I was putting my whole heart into it. This was what I was called to. Not tomorrow, but today I was called to minister to those kids. And we did it with very little money. But it was about serving with my whole heart. See, I had dreams for my future. But the reality was I had to let those dreams die and let that seed be sown. You know, unless a seed, Jesus said, unless a seed die, it can't produce a harvest. A lot of times God will show you your hope for your future with the hope that you'll say, okay, you'll give it back to him. Extend your faith that it'll happen and let go of it. The Bible says that if we believe God, those that have believed have ceased from their works. They've entered into this place of rest. So if God's given you a dream for your future, I don't care whether it's ministry, whether it's a hope for a career. If God's given it to you, a vision of it, then give it to him and let go of it. And then just do what he's put in front of you today. Walk through the door that he opens for you today and do that with all of your heart, with all of your might, with all of your strength, with all of your ability. I can remember as a children's minister, setting up late at night, writing these lessons. Because I was working a job. I wasn't a paid children's minister. I remember setting up late at night and I mean, I'm talking about, you know, midnight to 2 or 3 in the morning sometimes crafting these lessons because I didn't want to just throw a half-hearted lesson in front of these kids. I remember writing all of these differing lessons and then showing up and doing them with excitement. And we'll talk about some of the things that we did there. I didn't have the attitude of my eye being on the future. I wrote this down in red, so it must be important. I put in, if your eye is only on the future instead of on the here and now, you'll never fully take care of the here and now so that you can put your hands on what's in the future. I didn't have that attitude. And I don't say that with, I mean, I got to tell you, I wasn't smart enough to figure it out. I didn't realize what I was doing. But I want to tell you up front what you'll be doing. If you'll throw it in, if you'll just jump in whole hog to what you're doing here in these, with these kids, you'll show up every morning and or every Wednesday night, and you're doing it with all of your might. I'm not just biding time. I'm not just punching a clock. I'm not just showing up fulfilling an obligation. I'm not just taking care of somebody's kids so they can get their praise on, just so they can be out of the way. No, I'm back here and I'm going after this with everything in me, with all of my might. I'm preparing during the week. I'm thinking about how I can make this dynamic, this lesson I've been given. If you'll do that with all of your might, it'll produce something. You know, there came a time in Abraham's life where God had showed him. You know, God spoke to Abraham. He said, I'll give you a son and I'll make you the father of many nations. And then God came to Abraham and he said, now give me your son. That seems like an unrelated. I mean, why? Wait a minute, God. How am I going to get there if I do that? But God told Abraham, he said, give me your son. And so what wound up happening was he gave him his son. And then we know what happened. You know, as he was about to sacrifice his son, the ram was caught in the thicket and he didn't have to sacrifice his son. But what happened was, see, Abraham didn't realize what was happening. Abraham sowed a seed of his son. He gave something in the earth. He released his faith that, you know what, God, you told me I'd be the father of many nations, so I'm giving you that. And I'm just going to be obedient. If that has to die to be obedient, then that's going to die. And what wound up happening was he sowed a seed into the earth and released his faith. As a matter of fact, Hebrews tells us that he believed that his son would, even if necessary, would be risen from the dead to fulfill that promise. Faith through obedience was released, right? That his son would be risen. But there was no fruition to that faith. Through Isaac being risen. There was a faith released in the earth. Because God can't do anything on this earth without a man believing and faith coming through him. That's just the way things work. There was a faith released in the earth for a risen son that God used when he finally gave his. Abraham didn't realize the impact he was having on the future. And I think about what went on in my life and what I went on as a children's minister. I was writing lessons on a little K-Pro. I don't even know what a K-Pro computer is. Anybody in IT? A little box portable K-Pro printer. I was printing them off on a dot matrix printer. I mean, it was just, you know, I didn't have a hard drive on the thing to save it. I was printing all this stuff and just something in me said, save this stuff, save this stuff, save this stuff. I'm writing it. And all of a sudden, 15 years later, I go back and look at this stuff. I'm like, this is children's curriculum. I didn't realize what God was doing. I was just doing it with all my heart. And so now I've been able to produce this curriculum and we've sown it. I mean, we've had thousands of people up to this point download it. We've just given it away, sowed it all over the world. I mean, all over the world. Would that have happened? Had I just, well, you know, I'm just biding time. I know God's called me to be a full-time minister one day and to stand and proclaim the word to multitudes and far away nations, you know, I mean. I would have just gone after it half. Would I have done that? Would I have been in a spot? No, but I got to tell you, God is smarter than we are. And so my point in this whole session is this, is that we must do things with all of our heart. I think about how God's prepared me in so many ways. I think about all those late nights of setting up and preparing. And I had no idea when I came back and started Grace Family Church that when we were six people, I thought, man, we'll get to 250 people. I'll be a full-time pastor. I'll be able to do all these wonderful things. And just the way God's led us and the way he's grown our church through some of the things, we're not at a spot financially to do that. God opened a door for us to have a wonderful building to grow towards the future. And if I was a full-time pastor, we couldn't afford that building. And so God developed in me, even as a children's minister, the work ethics I needed to be able to now sit up at 11 and 12 and 1 and 2 o'clock at night and prepare messages for Sunday morning and not even think a thing about it. To be able to have the kind of busy schedule I have and be able to be successful and be able to be effective in ministering to people. So the point is, children's ministry and what you're doing today, yeah, we talked about in the previous session about it's important because kids are special and precious. But it's also important because God cares about you. He cares about the dreams you have, the hopes you have for your future. And if you'll throw your heart wholeheartedly into what this precious seed that we've been called to nurture and grow up and mature and establish, If we'll do that with our whole heart, we'll sow seeds towards our future that we'll reap. And we'll learn lessons towards our future that we never knew we needed to be able to get there. You know, it's amazing to me. I watch, you know, just in the natural, kids, you know, they, teenagers, they think about school and they think about, you know, what they want to do with their life. And, you know, they're forced by their guidance counselors to determine what are you going to do with your life, you know, by the time they graduate from high school. And so they go to college and they pick a career path and they get these degrees and they graduate. And, it's amazing to me the huge percentage of people that aren't even doing anything that's related to what they thought they were going to do. Now, does that mean you don't go to college? No, go to college, teenager, go to college. But no, I guess the point is that it's evidence of the fact that we just aren't smart enough to figure life out. But He is. And He may show you a glimmer of what your future holds for you, but if you'll be faithful today in what He's called you to do and let go of the tomorrow, He'll bring you to that tomorrow with all the lessons you need, all the equipment you need, and all the seeds that needed to be sown to reap the kind of harvest to bring it to pass. And so I just really believe that, you know, for this particular session, you know, Ecclesiastes, we'll close with it, says, whatever your hand finds to do, Ecclesiastes 9:10, do it with all your might. I want to encourage you that as we move through the rest of these sessions, that you would make a full commitment to do this. I mean, I hope tomorrow you'll show up here and, I mean, Pastor Mal will say, what in the world happened to our kids workers? I mean, they're running around here like a bunch of ants. I mean, they're just excited, on fire about ministering to these kids. Maybe you'll show up with some of the things we've learned, with things you've never done before. But you're going to throw yourself in wholeheartedly into what God's called you to do. Why is that so important? It's so important because these kids need that. They certainly need that. But I got to tell you, God, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I care about me. God cares about us. It's not just about the kids. It's also because he wants you to learn the life lessons and the little things that'll happen. I mean, God was chipping away at me perspectives that I just needed to change while I was a children's minister. That had they not changed in me, they would have been my downfall. And what I'm doing now. Amen. Let me pray for you real quick. Father, thank you so much for this particular session. Thank you for helping us understand that children's ministry is not a stepping stone, that what is in front of us today is what you're holding us accountable for. And if you were to return tomorrow, you wouldn't ask us about the dream that's in our heart. You'd ask us about what we've done with what was in front of us today. And so help us to commit ourselves to being faithful, to being wholeheartedly faithful, to not halfway doing what you've called us to do, but to treat it like it's the most important thing we've ever done. I thank you for helping us walk away from these sessions with that attitude. In Jesus' name, amen.